for clarifications that add to your own specific findings. But to accept them entirely is to give away your own mind unnecessarily. If your own search for the truth brings you to almost an exact facsimile of whatever one of these things says, that's fine. But be sure it was your reasoning process that brought you to that point, and recognize that it is you that has made this discovery and not the person who wrote this great work of art. And again, that's why we went back and started at zero, taking nothing for granted. This way, it usually turns out quite differently, different from what you had expected at the outset. As I said before, it's easy for your understanding to change while the institutions and the frameworks that you accept in life do not change. So you have to stop periodically and go back to zero and check your premises in this way. Starting from zero is an excellent way to clear your mind on anything, big or little. It permits you the opportunity to be sure that you're being honest with yourself. How many times have you ever had the uneasy feeling that you haven't been completely honest with yourself lately? That you may have been glossing over some particular truth ever so lightly so as not to touch it too directly? That maybe you've been taking too much for granted, and if you were really to think, sit down and think it out, you might come to a different conclusion, but for some reason or other, you just don't have the incentive to do so. And although you're not paranoid, you can't help wonder if maybe you didn't even have an ulterior motive in avoiding the truth and not looking it squarely in the eyes. Well, I imagine that that feeling has hit you at one time or another. I know it certainly has in my life. And the only solution that I find is to go back and start at zero. You may find just what you've been looking for at that time. You may find that you've been overlooking the truth, and now you can see what it was. Or you may find that you have been approaching the matter correctly, that there was nothing dishonest in your look at reality, in which case this will serve to eliminate the uncertainty so that you can go back to your former view with much more conviction. It may have only been that others were contesting your views and challenging you without offering a lot of proof, and this has caused a doubt in your mind. At any rate, going back to zero will straighten it out once and for all. But when you go back to zero, it is your mind then that is going to make the judgment. Not how does this jive with what so-and-so said, but rather does this really make sense to me, because I'm the one who's going to get the happiness or the unhappiness out of it. It takes an awful lot of work to be honest with yourself. It isn't easy. Once having made the determination that that's what you're going to do, it takes practice. Just like learning to play ping pong or pool, as I guess we will when the evening is over tonight. They just finished the table. The point is that you have to practice. It requires techniques and skill to just be honest with yourself, because it's so easy not to be, and everybody is such a great help in helping you not to be, in trying to gloss over. You ask somebody for a good, honest opinion, and as soon as they say five words to you, you realize that they're only saying what they think you would like to hear. And you recognize right off the bat that this was a waste of time to even ask them. It requires a lot of work to be honest with yourself. This, again, is why being alone sometimes can be of value to you, because it begins slowly but surely to bring out of you what you are and what you want. Your initial reactions are usually just formed by the habits of the past. Even though there's nobody around you now to help make the decision, and you're going to make it entirely on the basis of your own happiness, the first few decisions are going to be straight out of habits. Your happiness is the highest goal you can possibly have in life, because there's nothing else that you can take full responsibility for, even if you wanted to. You can only be responsible for that which you have complete control over, and you can't control anyone else's life to the extent that you can ever be sure of bringing that person happiness. And just as your own happiness is the highest goal you can aspire to, your mind has to be the highest authority that you'll ever find. So the highest standard that you can apply to any possible action is the simple question, what are the consequences? Every act is going to have consequences of some kind. Sometimes the consequences will be partially determined by other acts, by other individuals that will interrelate with your acts. But the rational nature of the universe around you indicates that a particular act will always point in the direction of particular consequences. Only the degree is going to be determined by the acts of others. Now, I think this standard is very easy to overlook. I hear people talking about justifications for actions in ways that indicate that they don't even believe there are consequences to the acts that they commit, or that those consequences can be explained away by a justification. All they have to do is to provide a listenable justification, something that somebody will say, oh, I see and understand too, and everything will be okay and the consequences will automatically be eliminated. But it won't work. If it's a wrong act, meaning one that will produce wrong consequences, those bad consequences are going to come even if everyone around you